The time has come where two business besties, that's us, come together to share all of the behind the scenes, laughter, tears, trial and tribulations of exiting our 9-to-5s and building out a multi six-figure coaching and learning company for women entrepreneurs. Imagine this, you're sitting around a cozy living room, the hot beverages are poured, and you and your besties are talking about the real honest moves you're making to grow a sustainable business and how you're doing whatever it is that you love all day. That is this podcast episode.
Hi everyone, Kayla here, your Virgo systems queen and manifesting generator to that core. I love creating effective, profit-driven business systems that take the guesswork out of growth and scaling. My mission is to support women in building your wealth.
And I'm Nicole. If you've been around for a minute, you probably know that I am the host of our TGIM segment on the podcast, which is your weekly dose of mindset and manifesting inspo. I'm a human design generator, an Aries sun, and the woman with about 1,000 ideas in my head a day. Exiting my teaching job was both terrifying and thrilling, and it wasn't until I met Kayla and we built this company did I truly feel like my ideas could be brought to life in a successful, profitable business.
Our intention on this podcast is to take you backstage of what it's been like building this company. From hiring and firing, the systems and processes that are required, the deep mindset work that we're committed to, and to show you how it can all be done. Because we don't believe in gatekeeping around here. And of course, we want to bring all of our humanness to the show to let you know that we're not any different than you.
So sticking true to our motto, we want to show you how you can all make a lot of money, have a lot of fun, and do a lot of good in this world. Come hang out with your business besties every Thursday. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Biz Besties. We are your hosts, Nicole and Kayla. Pre-recorded, obviously, because when this comes out, I'm going to be laying on the beach in Cabo. And that leads to us talking all about the importance of retreating, resting, taking time for yourself. But before we get into it, a different spin on the every week question, Kayla. Usually I ask, what are you grateful for in online business? But this week I want to know, what has been your favorite thing about our past 3 years of aligned retreats?
Oh, that's so easy.
Okay.
Everything. Okay, I can't say that. I think my number one favorite thing is seeing the people that we talk to on Zoom and we talk to on social and that we're so connected to. We know their kids, we know their dogs, we're following along what's happening with them in real life. It feels like your cup was, maybe you don't even know, your cup's not exactly full. It's at half, it's at a quarter. And after the retreat, it feels like you could flip a car. You're so energized. You're so happy. You've had so much fun all weekend. The transformations, the breakthroughs, it's because of the connections for me.
Okay. I love that. For me, it is same. Obviously, I love meeting everybody in real life for the first time or seeing people. The only time I ever see them in real life is at our retreats a few years in a row. But I think another thing for me is there is some sort of magic that happens when we have our dinners every night and we're all sitting around the table and we make sure that nobody feels left out, even if you've never met these people before. And we're all sitting around the table. We accommodate all the food requirements and dietary needs. We have amazing chef curated meals. And the conversation is, if I could have dinner parties like that every night with conversations like that, oh my gosh, the cuppeth be full. It's so good.
It is so amazing. And one of the best parts is that we're in charge and we are picky. So I don't eat gluten and dairy. If you don't eat beets and rice, that's fine. We'll get them to accommodate that. The thing is, we want you to be your most authentic self for the whole weekend, exactly who you are, no holds barred, having fun, connecting, growing, learning, and we don't settle for anything less than that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about why we are business coaches that do retreats that have nothing to do with business, the importance of that. So hosting a retreat where we bring all of these women together, and typically the women that come to our retreat are women that are business owners. They are ambitious, they're hardworking, they give so much of themselves to others. We do not say, bring your laptop,
No.
Bring your cell phone, and we're going to sit around tables and do training and work. It's
Yeah.
a hard no.
There's no circle tables involved. There's no
No.
recycled air fatigue.
No.
It's not on the table. We have coffee. We have snacks. We have tea. We have kombucha. We are having a spiritual experience. So that does not involve rounds with special spots in those chairs that are very uncomfortable.
Yeah, and if we relate it to athletes, right? Athletes have game day,
Yeah.
and athletes have training day, and athletes have rest day. Us business owners, we've got work days, we've got planning days, and we've got retreat weekend. And retreat weekend is think of it as your phone. Maybe the battery's getting a little bit low. It needs a plug in, it needs a recharge, a boost of the juice. And you come to the aligned retreat and you're like, oh, this is exactly what I needed. And if you're thinking, I'm too busy to slow down to retreat for a weekend, then you probably need it the most.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The other thing is the worthiness of telling your partner, let's say you're a mom and you have kids, the worthiness of telling your partner, I'm going to put myself first this weekend because I need a break and I want to connect with other women business owners and be in the room when ideas are flowing, when energy is flowing, when connections are being made. That means that you're setting an example for everyone in your household that not every day has to be a wake up at 6, have breakfast, get your stuff on, get out the door, start work, grind. It doesn't always have to be like that. You get to put yourself first in this situation and create an opportunity for your creativity to be revived. When we went to Arizona in November, I felt like I was plugged into a wall, but I was also like my creative energy was coming back, and then I was acting a bit cuckoo because I hadn't accessed that level of freedom, of creativity, of connection in with other women,
Rest.
in of rest in a long time. Felt so good. I was like, look, it's me. I'm here. Cool. Yes, you're always here. I'm like, no, I'm really here right now.
But
Everything
I
is,
could notice a difference
yeah,
too, right?
every penny.
Yeah, and I think it's for both of us. I don't have children, but I have this business, which I give my blood, sweat, and tears to. And we still worked while we were away, but we took time to hike and to eat good food and to lay by the pool and do some vision setting and set goals and to hear each other's stories. I think you and I already know basically everything about one another, but there's always room for more stories of 18-year-old Nicole and Kayla that we've not unpacked. And so,
There's always time for another Trader Joe's run. There's always time for more Lara bars in every flavor. That's just how we roll.
yes. And what happens at the retreat is I think about, we'll talk quickly here about who you can expect to be a special guest outside of Kayla and I facilitating it. And last year we had Jackie McDonald, who is the creator of Jackie McDonald Tapping, EFT Tapping. And she took one of the women in our retreat through a tapping session live, and we're all there. And it is like the sacred cone of confidentiality. And she had this woman tap on something that was really deeply personal to her. And we were all in it.
Oh,
You,
yeah.
some people may have never met this woman until this weekend. And we started tapping with her, and we were laughing and we were crying and we were all in it together. And that to me just speaks volumes of the space that is available to be completely vulnerable and so yourself. And for a lot of people, it's the one and only time they let their guard down throughout the whole year.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm a big crier. And I cry like pretty much instantly all the time. And more not like at personal interactions, but a story that's moving or a song that's moving or someone having an experience. And I was sitting beside Ellie. Shout out to Ellie if you're listening. I was sitting beside Ellie when we were having the private concert last year and the candles were all lit and we were on the floor. And Britt was telling her story about how she had childhood cancer and she made this song for her mom. Oh,
Oh,
I cry
yes.
right now. Oh, God. And then Ellie's, I just pin you as the weeping 60% of the time. That's me. You get to see the real me. And everybody gets to be their real selves.
It's so true. I think about how the year before that, we had women share with us that they've had what is known as a sisterhood wound, and that the comfortability to be able to share who I really am and to be seen in this body I'm in and to be heard in the voice that I have is, I don't let people see that. I show up on camera, neck up. You don't see what I look like. And I don't tell who I really am. And then we get in this room together and there's this initial fear of I've been backstabbed or gossiped about or left behind or whatever the stories are. And we heard inside of My Aligned Purpose, and especially at the retreat in real life community, the sisterhood wound is dissolved. And a lot of people look to you and I for that. They're like, you two are really paving the way of, you really are making this happen. And you're not, one of you is not waiting for the other one to crumble. It's no, we lift each other up and we do that with all of you. And we see everybody do it for one another.
Yeah. It's so fantastic to be in the energy, and you get to be in that energy when you're in My Aligned Purpose, and to be in it in person is a total game changer. So should we share the dates, times, all that kind of thing?
Yep.
Okay. So our retreat this year is starting for VIPs, and our VIPs, the only way you can access that ticket is being a member of Aligned CEO Method. So if you want to, if you're going to join us in Aligned CEO anyway, come for the retreat because your ticket is comped. It's part of your registration. So Aligned CEO Method Day is the Thursday, May 30th. And then we start the retreat on Friday, May 31st at 9 a.m. We're doing Friday, Saturday. Both days start at 9. Both days include a dinner. We have lots of rest and integration time in the middle of the day and before dinner, but that's what's happening those days. And then Sunday morning, we do a closing ceremony, and that usually ends around 11. So that's what's happening Friday, May 31st until Sunday, June 2nd. We're hosting it here in Victoria at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. And you can get all the details at myalignedpurpose.com/retreat. Now, we have a special ticket price. We have $750 off if you sign up before Friday, March 1st, because we need to confirm tickets. We need to figure out what's going on with the hotel. We need to have our room block filled, all those types of things. So we want to incentivize you to commit by Friday, March 1st. So that's happening. And the code is earlybird2024 when you go to myalignedpurpose.com/retreat. Earlybird2024, all caps. We're going to be sending out an email with this, and it's going to be in the show notes. So don't worry if you didn't get that right now, but you could pause the podcast and hop over to myalignedpurpose.com/retreat and then just get your ticket. So that is, those are the literal details. Should we talk about the facilitators?
Yeah, we'll briefly touch on who the facilitators are, and then otherwise, just sign up and come experience the magic. We're not going to give it all away. You have to just come and go watch some of our reels from previous retreats. Like, we have a really good time, but we have coming back for multiple years in a row. This will be her third year in a row being a facilitator at our retreat, Jackie McDonald, bringing EFT tapping, coming back for a second year in a row because she moved our audience, our retreat guests so much with somatic breathwork, is Kyla Gagnon. This year we have a special VIP concert happening with Kate Steele. Yes. And then Kate Steele, who is local to Victoria, British Columbia. And then we also have a sound bath ceremony happening with
Dr. Sarah Lee. These are all experiences that, of course, we're also facilitating throughout the weekend. Yeah. And these are all experiences that are, if you think of yourself as a cup, it's just going to be pouring. We're going to be pouring into you. If you think of yourself as something with a battery, we're going to be recharging and recharging and recharging, and you're going to be overflowing with the energy and the ideas and the basically a revitalization. When you're in your normal routine all the time, it gets very boring and routine. And it gets hard to imagine what it's like to not be in the boring routine because you think the routine is normal. But then you come to the retreat and you break the pattern or the habit, as Dr. Joe would say, of being yourself. You see how other women are, what other businesses they're running. You are inspired, you're loved, you're connected, You find lifelong friends, and then you go back to your life and you stay connected with all of us and you keep going in this new pattern that you're creating for yourself. That's creating your freedom. You have to come, basically.
In a nutshell. Okay, so everything will be in the show notes. We can't wait to see who is going to sign up and join us. Again, if Aligned CEO Method has been on your mind and you want two for one, you want the retreat ticket wrapped into that, and you want to join us for a year of Aligned CEO Method, then you can talk to us about that. And otherwise, thank you for listening in, everybody. We always appreciate your listenership. And this is our last episode of February. Next week will be in March, and March is podcast birthday month, so stay tuned.
Oh yeah, very. And it's also Nicole birthday month, and it's Aries season, and it's the beginning of spring, and it's basically a whole new year.
Yeah, and we're going to New York City, baby, so watch out.
Yay, see
Okay.
you soon.